This latest update of faults and risks released yesterday by the U.S. Geological Survey considerably adjusts existing predictions. Overall, the likelihood of a moderate to strong earthquake, one of magnitude 6.7 or stronger, has been overestimated, but the chance of a powerful quake, one magnitude 8 or higher, has been previously underestimated. Additionally, geologists now believe there are greater connections between faults than previously understood. Meeting a temblor on one could trigger shaking on another. The number of identified faults in California has risen from 15 in 1988 to 350 today. The chance of a quake 6.7 or greater, the strength of the destructive 1994 Northridge quake, was cut to once every 6.3 years. Meanwhile, the chance of a potentially cataclysmic magnitude 8 or greater within 30 years was revised upward to 7%. While most of the earthquake risk is concentrated in the Los Angeles Basin, Bay Area, and Imperial Valley, better understanding of faults in Northern California means that risk is less remote than previously thought. Tim Dawson is with the California Geological Survey, which helped prepare the report.
There's kind of a family of faults that basically border the east side of the Sierras and then cut up through Sierraville and then the Hat Creek Basin and then all the way up to the Oregon border. The bottom line is to be prepared. There's basically nowhere in California that's safe from earthquakes. It's part of the plate boundary. It's going to experience earthquakes. It's just a matter of how frequently.
There's up to a 5% chance of a Northridge-sized quake by 2045 on the eastern Sierra Fault. The chance of a shaker that strong on the Battle Creek Fault, stretching in a line passing south of Shingletown and Cottonwood before heading into the Mendocino Range, is less than 1%. For North State Public Radio News, I'm Mark Albert.